From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting a day of mourning in Charlottesville, Virginia. Mourners have gathered in Charlottesville to honor the woman who was killed when a car rammed into a crowd of people protesting a white nationalist rally that descended into violence last weekend. Attendees were asked to wear purple, Heather Heyer's favorite color in her memory. The 32-year-old was a Charlottesville resident and legal assistant whose mother described her daughter as a courageous, principled woman and firm believer in justice and equality. She was among the hundreds of protesters who had gathered Saturday in Charlottesville to decry what was believed to be the largest gathering of white supremacists in a decade, including neo-Nazis, skinheads, Ku Klux Klan members. They descended on the city for a rally prompted by the city's decision to remove a Confederate monument. Chaos and violence erupted before the event even began, with counter-demonstrators and rally-goers clashing in the streets. President Trump says the groups protesting against the white supremacists in Charlottesville were also very violent. He called those protesters the alt-left, saying there is blame on both sides after the deadly violence over the weekend.
You had a group on one side and you had a group on the other, and they came at each other with clubs, and it was vicious, and it was horrible, and it was a horrible thing to watch. But there is another side. There was a group on this side, you can call them the left, you've just called them the left, that came violently attacking the other group. So you can say what you want, but that's the way it is.
The Senate's top Republican condemns what he's calling the message of hate and bigotry carried by the KKK and white supremacist groups. Mitch McConnell, the majority leader, doesn't specifically address widely criticized remarks by President Trump. This is VOA News. The U.S. Secretary of State said Tuesday that Washington remains ready for talks with North Korea as Kim Jong-un postponed a threat to fire missiles toward the U.S. Pacific territory of Guam. U.S. State Department correspondent Nike Ching has more.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the next step is up to Kim.
We continue to be interested in finding a way to get to a dialogue, but that's up to him.
But the U.S. also says Pyongyang needs to stop ballistic missile and nuclear tests before negotiations can begin on denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
North Korea would have to take some very serious steps and show us that they are serious about its interest and intent in denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula.
The pause in the standoff does not mean the military option is off the table. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says Washington remains ready to defend itself should North Korea proceed, after all, with the missile attack on the U.S. territory of Guam. Nike Chin, VOA News, the State Department.
The United States, Mexico, and Canada have opened negotiations to reform the North American Free Trade Agreement, a 1994 trade deal that was a major target in President Trump's run for office. Trump has called NAFTA the worst trade deal in history and one that has unfairly swollen the U.S. trade deficit with Mexico while allowing manufacturing jobs to migrate there. Addressing the imbalance is a key U.S. goal in the talks, along with seeking to do away with a dispute mechanism that three countries use to resolve disagreements. Negotiators say they will use multiple sessions to try to come up with reforms with the aim of finishing their work before the end of the year. If the process stretches into 2018, there are worries it could be complicated by a presidential election in Mexico and U.S. congressional elections. The president of the Philippines, Rodrigo Duterte, Wednesday urged police to kill dozens of drug suspects every day as he praised officers who shot dead 32 people this week in shock and awe raids. Duterte's incendiary comments came as he acknowledged major problems in his drug war, which has claimed thousands of lives, admitting he could not win it as quickly as promised and lamenting a corrupt police force. In one of the deadliest operations of the war, police reported killing 32 people in raids on Monday on suspected drug traffickers in Bulacan province that neighbors the capital of Manila. Make sure you follow this story and all others on our website at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.